Welcome to the Murphy Show with Scott and
Noah.
Okay.
All right, you were talking about a disclaimer.
Okay, I'm going to just put this out there. We've had one unhappy person, no names, so therefore from now on, mentioning no names unless it is Noah or myself.
Well, I mean, it depends on what we're talking about.
And if we have a guest, we're not going to mention names because we're not going to open ourselves up for anybody to say anything, period. That's it. I mean, we can tell stories, but we have to put in he or she or
it,
an it or something, you know.
So whatever. Is that what you were putting out? I mean, yeah, I feel like it depends on what we're talking about. Speaking of guests, though, we're going to have a guest today.
Yes, we're going to have a guest today.
Waiting for him to come in here.
He has a little bit of a problem with diarrhea of the mouth.
Speak of the devil.
So, our guest just walked in.
Diarrhea?
Tell him who you are. Talking about diarrhea?
No. Yeah, you with your freaking cake hole under your nose. So now,
it is kind of diarrhea.
Introduce yourself.
Introduce myself.
Yes.
I am Batman.
Screw a little closer.
He's got a big mouth.
What the hell did you just pull out of your pocket?
I pulled out some Henny. pocket device.
It's a pocket device. It is new technology made by, who is that? Oh, Konak?
Okay. Is it Konak?
I don't know.
Or Cognac?
You know I can't read.
I love the way you try and read something. Every time you hold something to read it, you sit here and look at
it
at the bottom
you
of
know
your
what?
Eyes.
Well, you know what? If you
like,
would...
Let me see if I hold it further, I'll see it better.
Well, it's because I got freaking bifocals.
Bifocals?
Yes, I have bifocals. What's it smell
Ooh,
like?
That's...
Does that smell like perfume?
I don't know. You tell
me. Just got it off the shelf.
Does it?
That's what it
What's
smells like.
What's it taste like?
Tastes like I just got it off the shelf.
He looked a little iffy, like he might try it.
Twice here.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just a little one.
So party time, I guess we're drinking during the podcast. Fuck it. This is not an advertisement for Hennessy.
Hennessy. Loved by rednecks everywhere.
Everybody here is over the age of 21. I'm just a couple, well, my birthday was just, you know.
You were 21 three times already.
Wow.
You liar. I have not been 21.
Maybe over 21, but that doesn't mean that mentally.
Oh my goodness.
We gotta start guessing.
What?
Whoever me is, go away for now.
Goodbye.
Okay. So.
I was in the middle of saying something.
I heard nothing. I came in, there was diarrhea. I said, I need a drink.
We were talking about you because we said you had diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh.
Because you like to talk, and just so you know, on our podcast, we cannot mention names.
Names.
Yeah.
Names. Nobody's
Well, it
names.
Depends on the story.
I feel like we you should know. Pause this, restart, and let me say some things before we start this.
No.
I'm so serious.
I mean, we can pause.
I think we should. A good pause.
There we go. Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
But like you were saying, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, I'm not. I promise you I won't.
Why?
Constructive criticism. No, if you think you're an asshole, that's you.
We are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a mutual thing.
Okay. Okay.
We are.
If we don't like what you say, we'll just tell you to go fuck yourself, you know? That's how it is. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Go ahead. Hit us with it.
We don't care.
I just wanted to know.
First hater on the podcast.
I'm here. I'm Mr. Hater. But I listened to about a couple of the topics or whatever you're saying. You contradicted yourself. Like, oh, I'm this way. And then like 5 seconds later, like, I'm this way now. And it was very confusing. And you did that a few times. So what you were saying, you would say one thing. And then like a couple minutes later after a discussion, you would say the opposite of what you said. And it, I was
What exactly
confused.
Were we talking about that I said the opposite about? Be a little more specific.
I'm trying. It's a certain thing if I could remember.
If you're going to hit us with shit, you got to have the details, man.
I have details.
You can't pull
up. My brain's right here. I'll play
we
it for
do,
you.
No.
You can't play
we'll play
it.
Back.
You cannot.
No. If you're going
to. If you're going to come to us.
I can't prove it. I'm trying to prove it.
shit talker and doesn't even have the proof.
You know, if you come, that's like an attorney in the middle of court saying, "Your Honor, this is wrong," and him saying, "Okay, well, what's wrong with it?" And you're like, "Well, hold on a minute.
Give me a month to come back."
I told you what was wrong with it, but I'm trying to tell you like exactly what it is. I can't remember off the top of my head.
You don't have to tell him about the exact thing. Just, you know, at one point you said the grass was green, and then after a bit of a discussion, you said that was blue.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I'm saying.
Why is it just me?
But here's the thing. Maybe he went into the discussion with one thing, with one idea, and after a conversation, a short conversation, he changed his mind. Are you not allowed to change your mind on things?
It was like this. You guys were both strongly into the situation. I feel like it was about gay people or something like that. On the lines of that. It was
trans.
Something like that, yes.
Trans people, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were going on. That's what it was. And you guys were going on and on about that. Your opinions, don't care.
We were talking about people being, considering themselves cats.
Okay, yeah.
No, I think I know what he was talking about.
It was all over. But it was like, I don't remember exact details, but it was like you were for it, and then you wasn't, and then you was again. I was very confused. I don't know the situation of the tie. I do not remember. At this point, I don't remember. All I know is, like, you was for the subject. We'll just say, for example.
You know, I think I know what you're talking about.
Then you wasn't.
Because I said something about I 100% agree, but I was agreeing with what you said.
The way that I said it made it sound like I agree
with the fact that people do it. I think that's what you're talking about.
It messed with my head for a minute.
Yeah, no, because it kind of fucked with me until I thought about it.
I was like, what?
But I think I know what he's talking about. I think I know what you're talking about.
But that was the only situation I seen in the first one.
I'm pretty sure.
I was literally up last night, all right? It was like 2 in the morning listening to that. And an hour went by and I didn't even know it. Like, I'm in the kitchen messing around, you know, rolling a hoop, washing dishes. I was just sitting there listening to it. And my overall, it was pretty good.
It wasn't very comedy.
It was. It doesn't need to be comedy. You're not here to tell jokes the whole time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that. But
give our opinions on things.
Yeah, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. Like,
well, and to go back to what you said when you asked for the pause, was you said if people don't know us, they'll probably never listen to us again because
they don't understand.
We come across as assholes. Well, maybe people see us that way.
Your times are funny, but they don't know maybe who you else are. You know.
But here's the thing, Brandon. Maybe we are, or maybe we're just strong in our beliefs, or maybe we
just don't give a fuck.
Or, you know,
more
I mean,
of that. I mean, I don't
but
care.
But here's the thing. I mean, if they like our podcast, that's okay. If they don't, that's okay too. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, just like. Maybe on certain subjects where we are real strong and assholish, as you would say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can't please everybody.
That's true.
You can't. And that's okay. And if people want to tell us, however, I guess he's got a way to communicate or people can send their comments. I mean, you know.
See, I haven't figured that out yet.
I tried to do it for you. The website you're on, I don't exactly.
Well, we're on Spotify and shit, too.
I made my own just to see if I could figure it out. I can't.
We're on Spotify.
What's that RSS stuff?
It's a... when you're making a podcast, you have to have a base website, basically, mm-hmm. to broadcast it to, like, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, okay. fucking Spotify,
okay.
all that shit. We're on... I can actually look. We're on a couple different ones.
He's the technical guy. I'm just the...
I just sit and talk, and
I'm an asshole.
I'm glad you finally came to the understanding.
I knew that.
You did.
You act like you're the first person to say that.
I wasn't the first person. I'm one of many.
No. I mean, I'm sure we all mumbled it.
Mumbled
it.
Yeah.
Mumbled it, if you're not.
He said, every time you yelled at me to do the dishes, I said, fuck you, under my breath.
But anyways.
Not under my breath, under my scalp. I'd never mumble it.
So we're on Spotify, Amazon Music, Samsung Podcast, Podcast Index, Listen Notes, and RSS.
Okay, so
which we can
we got
be
off
on
base because what I was saying, I mean, I feel like you didn't take it wrong, but you just kind of took it left. All right. What I was saying was is I had this, I was watching like last night people podcast, but the thing was is I was like I just said, I was watching it. All right. There's someone you're talking.
Yeah, see, I was just talking about that, wasn't I?
And I think and that makes things more interesting because for one you get to know the type of person you're looking at and watching. And
we
you're
just
a visual. People are more visual, like with it. You know what I'm saying? And funny, like people are funny, like the facial expressions, the hand movements, like that. How that all works? That's what I was getting to. At that, like, if I know how you are, I know how you act, I know your reactions to things. So when you say things, I can picture you in my mind, and it's funny to me. Other people, that's probably not going to be too funny because they don't know you. They can't image
right.
you. They don't know your backstory. They don't know who you are as a person. So when the first one came out, me liking it, because I know you guys, like I know what, you know, most
you
people
know.
Don't. So it made you look really bad.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate that feedback. And as far as the videos and stuff go,
yeah, we've already
He's been discussing trying to upgrade it to that. But with us starting out with a computer and a microphone,
and a freaking
membership to whatever, we're
our
trying
ARP's
to build. Our ARP's
covering this.
No, again.
I flat.
Let me get some of that.
We're slowly trying to work into it. You know, I mean, where eventually we will, you know, people will be able to watch us. But as of right now, I mean, we're doing what we can do. And
see,
we're slowly starting to work for it and towards that.
We're about to order an actual microphone. Like, it'll have the bass for all of them to run to, be able to control all that shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm about to order two of those, like the whole setup. And soon enough, we'll probably just build something.
Once
in
you start going video, though, you're going to need, like, space.
We already, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna,
we're
that's
going
literally
to
what
to,
I was about to say. In the basement is probably where we would do it.
I forgot all about the bottom of the house being
that's
a
what
house.
I'm saying. We can
that's
fucking,
crazy.
We can literally
I mean,
do it
we
down
can,
there.
We're gonna figure it out, but it's just taking time.
Do a little room down
and,
there.
And, you know,
with all them fucking.
Well, the thing is I hope
the back
the people that listen
dream?
To us,
yeah,
the people that listen to us, I hope they give us a chance to build our.
Rome wasn't built in a damn
honestly,
day.
I think once you start,
it's
once
that
you
simple.
Get, like, this is cool and everything, but once you start getting, like, a little more video action and people
get
to know you a little more, you start telling about yourself and how things go, and people start getting to get a good feel about you, then things are going to start turning away more.
You know, I think that maybe in the beginning, instead of just busting out with freaking talking and, you know, now that you're coming in here and telling me what you're telling me, I'm almost think that maybe our first and second podcast, or maybe third or first season, should have been our backstories.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. You know,
I
where
mean,
we're setting.
In all honesty, it's like it's not can't it's like it cannot be not changed. I mean, how many people have really listened to that other than me?
30 something people.
We had some.
Well, those 30 are about to get an update.
Well, I mean, but like you, but the thing is
not a lot, but I mean.
But if somebody comes across it, they're going to want to start at number one.
We had someone listen to it in fucking Belgium.
That's pretty dope.
Ain't it? So, that's what I'm saying. What?
So, I mean, you know, maybe what we need to do is kind of go backwards a little.
Maybe.
And
that's what I was thinking. I mean, you guys did good starting out. Like, this is a great setup. Like, how you're doing is great. Just, there's a couple little things that can make it even better. And I know.
Well,
sweet.
I mean.
Just wait until we have the actual setup, though. That's what I'm saying. When we have the actual setup.
Yeah, but the problem with what he's saying is we could run our potential listeners with what he said. Our potential listeners could dwindle before.
You know what? How about this?
Going.
How about this?
So, real shit,
how about this?
If anyone is listening to this, all right, and they're sticking with you, they're bored as hell.
You're an asshole.
I mean, fucking think about it. They
asshole.
Don't know. You got to think about it.
They don't
no
have to know you. That's like watching a new movie.
They can't picture, like,
you,
the funny.
You ever
thing.
Listen
like,
to crime
so
podcasts
whoever's
or
listening,
anything?
a true fan deserves a t-shirt. I think you should sign
deserves
it.
Deserves a t-shirt.
I'm damn
That's
serious.
Down the road, you know?
Deserves a t-shirt.
Deserves a damn t-shirt. Belgium, you're getting a t-shirt, all right?
What are you doing?
It's fucking getting too loud.
He's screaming over here, yeah.
Well, it's because of you.
Hey, diarrhea at the mouth here. Diarrhea ain't quiet.
It's not me, so don't pull the damn mic from
it
me.
It is you. Every time you talk, look how...
Whatever.
Shit jumps.
I mean, back here, last time, being way back here where I was, that seemed perfectly fine when we were listening to
it. It's because you have a deep, like...
And he wants to talk about me running my mouth. His shit sends it all the way over there.
I have a deep fucking voice, man. Deep.
Well, I'm deep.
No, it's... I'm Batman.
Okay. But anyway.
The fuck were we even just talking about?
Hey, we're talking about...
Him being a hater?
He is a hater.
Basically.
I'm a...
What the fuck else did you call it?
He said, hold on a minute.
Self-advisor. All right, I'm just advising.
He said, hold on a minute. Let me get my freaking... mouth off of, or my foot off of my tongue.
I was hitting the gas a little too hard there.
Yeah, there he goes.
Mm-hmm. But hitting anyway, something fucking too hard.
Slow down there.
But anyways, so we have Brandon here.
I know. Hater of the year, first hater of the podcast.
First hater. You got to have a first fan. You gotta have a first fucking video. You gotta have a first podcast.
I was expecting this man to be like, "Hey, good job, you guys." No, I just want to tell you, the first one sucked.
I just
want
to tell you, you guys needed a little adjustment. That's all.
You know what I think is funny? Advice is coming from the man.
No. He's about to be mean.
Yes, I am.
He's about to be mean.
The advice is coming from a man.
It's coming.
That cannot.
Here we go.
And will not.
Oh,
walk
boy.
To the edge of the cliff and say,
"And we're ready
to do this."
What?
You know what?
If
he sets back. He sets back and goes. He's the type of guy that says, "Well, no. I would never shoot a deer, but this is how you do it."
You do hold a valid
if
point.
If you can't do,
he does
you
have
teach.
A valid point.
If you can't do, you teach.
You teach.
I don't know what world you were raised in, but if you can't do, and well, not necessarily can't do, but if you haven't done, you don't open your mouth.
No, you get in there, you lie, you say you did it, and then you just keep doing it until you fucking
But
get
you've
it.
Never done it.
You just say you have.
Here, point of example.
Experience is all part of the go.
If I had a welder outside.
A welder.
A welding machine.
Uh-huh.
And I asked you, how do I weld that? How in the fuck are you going to teach me if you don't know?
Well, I'd start by plugging it in.
Yeah, oh, what else?
He's going to fake it till he makes it. What
he's
going to do?
His ass would be the one to grab a tree branch and say, "This is how you do
it."
No,
here's what he would do.
Fake it till
he makes it. Here is what he would do. I've dealt
point.
With his type all of my life.
His type? You
yes,
are a type.
I have a type?
Yes, he
you
is
are
a type.
A type.
Am I at least
he
you?
Will be like, okay, you unwind these cords,
uh-huh.
You walk over to this socket, and
yes.
You plug it in.
Yes.
And if it won't plug into that one, you plug it into this one. Okay, well. Okay. Now, what do you do? Well, I would walk over here and I would make sure that I could read the machine and that the machine was in good.
So
pretty
far,
much
you're
what
good.
He's going to do is he's going to waste your time till he pisses you off enough to do it yourself.
Your goddamn self. And I'm like, see, I told you.
He is going to waste your time
I
and
show people
his.
He'd
be
that.
Be
potential.
So much easier.
I give people their full fucking potential.
You are the type of person that if you would just shut up and say, "I don't know how to do it,"
but then there would be two
more.
Of us that don't know nothing. By the end of the fucking
who's
stress,
the, wait,
this
the
guy
first
knows
one?
What
wait,
he's
wait,
doing.
Who's
wait,
the first
wait,
one?
Hold on. Have you ever stopped to think that maybe the person that's asking you how to do something, they already know how to do it? They just want to see if you'll try to bullshit your way through it.
Ooh.
Hey, if you want to watch a show, baby, get the popcorn ready.
Shit.
I mean,
you're holding some points. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to give it to him.
What's the counter, though? You know?
There's no counter.
There is no counter because
he knows it's facts.
That is facts.
You hating on the hater. I fuck with it.
It's going to happen.
I'm not hating.
That guy is going to get down there and do the job perfectly fine. And guess what? He didn't need my help at all. But he thought he did. And guess what?
No, he didn't.
You know who's getting the credit for that? The guy that bullshitted his way all the
You would literally be like the people I have to deal with at my job that I know what I'm doing.
You know what? I'll just do it myself.
But you'll stand over my fucking shoulder.
And watch you. You know what that's called?
And it's annoying.
It's
a foreman.
A supervisor.
That's called a
the
foreman.
The guy getting paid that does nothing. Bro probably
that's
couldn't even
foreman.
Weld a goddamn speck.
No, he know. I mean, he knows how to weld. But
I'm just
you
saying,
know
most
places, here's
though,
the
that's
thing.
How it is.
Here's the thing. I have nothing but respect for his boss.
Tim? Are you talking about Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I have nothing but respect
he's
for him
a real
because
good guy.
I talked to him. I talked to him.
Didn't you say he
him.
Gave you a job? I heard
yeah.
some on the other podcast.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I talked to him, and the man looked at me and goes, "Hey, I don't know the first thing about welding, but I'm the one that's in
that's
charge
what he said.
Of him.
That's
but
what
I'm
he
in
said.
Charge of him.
I tried to tell you guys. If you can't do, you teach.
But the thing is, he didn't say, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to give you a
He doesn't test. Teach. He just runs
no,
the shop.
He is the one that says, I have no idea why I'm in charge because I don't know a thing about welding.
But
so I'm going to take you over here and let this guy, that's a welder here, give you your weld test and he'll tell me what he thinks you did, how well you did. I've got nothing but respect for the man
yeah,
because
that's
pretty cool. He's up front and forward.
That makes sense. That's crazy, though.
He's,
but
he's
speaking
up
of that,
and forward.
Rewind a little bit.
What are we rewinding for?
You looking forward to Monday?
What's Monday?
It's my first day.
You're going to a real job.
Yeah, yes. Work. Why'd yeah. you say it like that?
Because, like, that's...
I mean, he hasn't worked a real job in a while,
I'm
but...
I'm just... I'm feared
understandably.
For the other employees is all.
Fuck no, there's
he
only...
Is.
I'm one of them, and the other guy's cool as shit. His name's Don. He's a 63-year-old.
Sweet.
He's chill.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
We're gonna be welcome.
And there's literally one supervisor there, one, and he stays away from the welding shop because we don't like his dumbass.
Hmm.
He's annoying. He smokes weed in
so
his
I'm
little hut.
Go for he's not gonna be a fan of this podcast.
Probably not, but I don't care if he actually. I'll be surprised if he hears it because he's so damn old. You wouldn't expect him to have a phone.
But anyway, the answer to your question is. Yes and no.
What do you mean no?
I'm hoping that my body holds up. Okay, number one.
I feel like you'll be fine.
I hope that my body holds
it's
up.
Not,
I
just
because
it's
knock
not
out.
Much physical.
Do what?
You know, stress and you and
mm-mm.
knocking someone out, you know?
He and, won't, I'm telling you. There's not enough people there. Like, bro, I see Max. I speak to Max maybe fucking two people a night.
Pretty cool. That's a place for you.
And one of them is optional.
I mean,
the other one's Don.
No,
here's the
I'm
thing.
Not being an asshole or nothing. Don't think that.
And if
just,
I'm there,
serious, like,
no,
if I'm
the
there,
thing.
I won't let
I just,
him fucking
really,
fight like, someone.
Other
so.
People around you for multiple
no,
hours.
No, here is
time.
The thing.
It's
this
crazy.
Is part of our listeners getting to know me. Is I just don't deal good with people.
At all.
So I'm the type of person, tell me what you want me to do and leave me alone. Don't stand over my shoulder and micromanage and tell me I'm doing something wrong.
See, that's how Don is. Don will literally show you.
So if my job is to weld these frames together, tell me how to put them together,
mm-hmm.
where the welds need to be, and leave me alone. If I need to another, if I come to you and say, hey, what did you say to do with this again? Then... you know, by all means, tell me. But don't stand over my shoulder and say, you know, you need to go down instead of up.
Right.
I mean,
right.
unless the blueprints or the specs call
for that type of motion.
For that kind of weld.
Yeah.
You know, and as long as it's done, and if it doesn't specifically say up, down, left, right, how it's to be welded at this welding job, then just let me do it.
You're going to have
you
fun.
Know? Yeah, I was
I'm telling you, you're going to have
fun.
If
there's not a crowded ass of people there.
There's literally, we're boxed in the middle of the shop.
It's going to be sweet for you.
Yeah.
We're literally damn near boxed in.
That's going to be sweet for you.
So, you're going to have fun. Plus, I'm going to show you what
I'm
we're doing.
For you. That's crazy.
I get to show you what we're doing, so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. You'll enjoy
but,
it. I'm
I mean,
telling
the
you.
The thing is, oh, since we're talking about work and everything... talk about that later.
looks today.
This kid
work.
Right here.
You don't work. Never mind. Next.
No. There's. I got paperwork to give to you about where we got our certificates and stuff.
I appreciate that. That's something.
It's not paperwork. It's a brochure.
Yeah.
Help you. But this kid right here, proud as hell of him, because he's working one job.
Don't
I'm
say
not
how much
gonna say how much he makes, but I will tell you this. He told me yesterday, he said, "Dad, you was right." And I said, "About what?" He said, "I'm working one job, making more than I was, killing myself at three other jobs, working 7 days a week. I'm working days a week."
Wild. Like, great amount. Great amount.
You know, the amount of money that he makes, you know, that doesn't really matter.
You work 6 days a week?
Five.
That's smooth.
Dude, I wish I could mute it. Here, I'll type it so you can see how much I make. And this is take home. Nah, I'm telling you, so maybe your ass will go get the welding certification.
Even if I did go do that, I'd be doing it for the fucking high school diploma.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's worth it.
I'm going to do the class. I'm going to push through that. I really feel like I can do it. Like that, I feel like I can do that.
That's how much I take home after taxes. A week.
Weekly?
A week.
Right?
5 days, 40 hours.
Dude, that's what I'm
40
saying.
40 hours.
40 hours. That's all right, it. All right. Weekly. And logically, think about this. You say you get up at 12, start door dashing at 12, all the way till 1 in the morning.
I work 12 hours a day.
And I
make a band a week.
Don't bullshit me.
I was literally about to show you.
No way. Subtract the wear and tear on your vehicle, though. That's at least.
Count the wear and tear on your
vehicle. It's a 20-minute drive.
He's putting 40 miles a day on it.
If that dude, Last Friday, I put $50 in gas, right, bro? I just put fucking, I think it was like 35, 40 bucks in it. Today, and that lasted me all the way from last Friday to today at half a tank. Do the math.
The thing, what he's saying, Brandon,
wear and tear on your vehicle.
You are working 12 hours a day.
Plus the wear and tear. You're going to cost yourself more money. You're going to cost yourself a lot more.
Plus the boredom with your kids.
This is just the past 4 weeks. This is what it is.
Well, I mean, that's not bad, but I'm just saying.
That's great.
That's not bad.
That's real decent.
That's a little over $2,000.
Yeah.
What
is today?
This is what I make after 4 weeks.
Today's Friday? Saturday?
Today is Saturday.
Saturday?
That's how much I take home in 4 weeks.
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm putting, what, maybe 40 miles
on
my car?
Way less hours. Way less.
That's what I'm saying.
I work like 60, 70 hours.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're not working as much.
It's not worth it, you're doing.
And he's making just as much.
No. That's a lot of money.
Dude, and you could easily...
Half the hours. You work half the hours.
Bro, I could get you. Okay. I mean...
I don't like that shit, man. I don't like doing that shit. Like, it's not what I want to do. I want to get this high school diploma because I want to go take classes and I want to
be a game warden.
And I could. I know I could.
Well, you're going to have to do welding to do it.
I know. I'm cool with that. I get the pretty much a good gist of it and shit like that. I did a kind of a class, but like I said, I wasn't there long, but I had buddies in classes and shit like that. Like, I did do a fucking, and my bead was pretty nice. Like, so I did do okay for what little bit of ass time I was in there. So I feel like I could do it if I just muscle it out for that 2 months.
Just don't go in there and bullshit.
For 2 months, I knew I could do it.
Well, the thing is the instructor over there, I will tell you, the instructor over there, I called him about a potential job that I had an offer for, and he told me, he said, "Dude, I would take that. And if you need an opportunity to, if you need it, if you have the opportunity to come in here and let me familiarize you with that," he said, "come in for a couple of hours, just remember, call me and coordinate it." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, it don't matter when."
Really? I didn't even fucking know that.
Yeah, he told me. He said, "If you want to go do that," he said, "get a hold of me." He said, "I'll let you come in for a couple of hours."
I want to go. I want to go with you. Are you going?
When am I going to have time to go?
We can schedule a day off of work for that.
Well, Once we get that opportunity, yes. But right now, we're not going to be able to. Especially with us both trying to get full-time hired in.
You're not full-time?
No. All right, when you're done with that, I won't. That's full-time. No, I'm full-time. He means full-time hired in. It's because we're through a temp company.
We're through it. But the temp service is only going to keep us there for 360 hours. She said equivalent of 45 days. Then the company hires you in. No, guaranteed.
No, guarantee hired. But I got a question for you.
I got you.
What's that? The Cincinnati, or not Cincinnati, Wisconsin, right? Isn't that where it is?
Yes. What about it?
So thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts on it?
Any thoughts change or what?
Well, here's the thing. I think it'd be a good opportunity. I think the pay's good. I do know, and I've talked to Brandy, that going there, the pay rate will be real nice, but then after 90 days, there's obviously that bump down.
Yeah, but I got a feeling there's still going to be a raise after the 90 days.
Well, she said the first raise would come. They have evaluations every 6 months. Those evaluations are October and April. Since April is next month, obviously I wouldn't make that. My first raise, my first opportunity for raise would be, in October.
Okay, your hair is just sticking. It's fucking sticking straight out.
I love how
he's over being so serious over here, like, hey man, I put the shit down, man.
I love how he asked me a question. I'm trying to explain.
I'm listening. It's just
okay.
It's
then shut the fuck up. Just shut the hell up. Yes, I'm answering it with violence.
That is aggressive.
It is. I'm being very aggressive. You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer.
And I was listening. I was trying to be courteous to let you know. Fix your hair.
Get the booger hanging out of your nose.
You wouldn't want me to tell you that?
If we was on video, yes. But right now, it doesn't matter.
You can see me. Let my bugs hang, man.
All right,
let them hang, man. I'll wipe them on your microphone or something.
Don't you fucking dare. It sounded like a fart.
Okay, but anyway, the first opportunity would be in October. But like she said, if depending upon my skills, okay?
Which are relatively
decent.
Yeah.
And I take this job, they're going to progress. They're going to get better. Okay? Now, after that exam, she said I could go up to 24-month helper or whatever it is.
Yeah, I remember.
And that right there, after union dues and everything, is $21.21 an hour. Okay? Now, that is, according to her, that's the last stage under helper. Then the next time you get evaluated, you move up to a mechanics apprentice or apprentice mechanic
so,
or something.
So, out of curiosity, so she said basically like, you work there, but guaranteed after 24 months, you're upgraded.
No.
But you can promote before that?
You have to pass a certain criteria. There's certain boxes that you have to check to move up in that stage.
Mm-hmm.
She said there's three stages. And in those three stages, there are different phases. There's three phases and different stages or something to that effect. But anyway, you progress.
That smells like candle.
But you progress. And she said after stage four, which I think she said is stage four helper, which is the highest helper, you get evaluated for an apprenticeship, which then you become a mechanics apprentice or apprentice mechanic or however. And then there's certain blocks in there you have to check, and each block takes you up to a different pay grade.
I don't know why.
Tastes good.
But she said whatever and for some reason, this has kind of got me puzzled. She said that you'll never go back down.
Basically, your pay grade,
when you get promoted, you don't go back down.
Even if you go back to a different, like back to the first job, you're still getting paid $21.50.
No, no. The way she made it sound was, let's just say you and I go in there and we're like, you know what? We would like to try to bypass that 5 weeks of schooling in the tech school. We want to take a weld test. Well, we take a weld test and they say, you know what? You guys are at the apprentice level, so you guys bypass the helper stage.
Oh, okay.
You guys are going to go straight into making $20
an hour. I feel like it depends on how good our test is based on where we're put at.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
You don't take a weld test.
Not there?
No. You go straight into the school, but she said if you want to try to bypass the school, you can take a weld test. And if you pass the weld test, they will evaluate certain things, and you can start out, and like you and I, if we go there, okay, it's like you going, me going, and Brandon going. The three of us go. Okay, Brandon said, I have no welding experience other than I know what a welder is.
If there's snacks.
Okay. He goes, and she says, okay, since you don't know anything about welding, you automatically go to the school. Well, at this school,
there better be lunch.
At this school, no, listen. At this school, they pay for it.
And you're getting paid.
And
to
you
to get
paid $19.15 an hour.
Get paid to sit down. And
you get, no.
You don't sit down.
It's 10% classroom, 90% hands on.
It's a fat 10%.
Okay.
Yeah, but 10% could be one day.
That's pretty dope.
So I'm saying, okay. 10% ain't
And much. It's 5 weeks. 5 weeks. You get paid $19.14 an hour.
To go to school.
To go to school.
That's true.
They pay for it. Okay. Now, at the end of that 5 weeks, you have to take weld tests. But back to, hold on, before I get into that. They say, Noah, what's your welding experience? You tell them your welding experience up to this point, and they say, you know what? Here, you take a weld test. You can take your weld test. And they're like, you know what? You pass this block, this block, this block.
I feel like I'd smack that bitch.
Okay. We're going to put you at level one apprentice. Mechanics apprentice or whatever it is that it's labeled. You're going to make $20 an hour.
Oh, 20. Okay.
Okay, you're going to make 20 an hour. Well, I go in there and I do the weld test, but I don't pass as many blocks as you, but I pass enough to go to the shipyard, but I pass enough to go to the shipyard, but I don't pass enough to get leveled up to where you're at.
Yeah.
So I start at $19.15 an hour. $19.14, $19.15. Well, in October, I bust my butt, you bust your butt, okay? This is the way that I'm understanding. I bust my butt. And in October, I'm up to apprentice or helper number one or helper four. Okay. So I'm making $21.21 an hour. Well, you go up to apprentice stage two. Well, you're up to $20.50 an hour. Well, next April, we test and both of us pass to be apprentice level three. Well, you're up to 21, and I'm making 21.21. According to what she said, I would go up, but I would never go down.
Okay.
So I would be making 12 cents more an hour, even though I started at a lower level.
Yeah. See, I'm 75-25 on it. I'm 75, stay here, 25 go, and the only reason why I want to go is just because of the simple fact it'll further. Like, I mean, I get here, I'll make more money, yes. But here, I'll further my knowledge and my chance of possibly finding a higher-end job further down the road.
Yeah, I'd go with this side.
See,
but here's the
I want to, I want to go, the only thing that's stopping me here is the simple fact of it's literally, pick up and go and move. And I'm tired of moving.
Dude. I get that.
And like, I have moved, like, fucking so many times in the last 3 years.
I just want to stay. I get that. But Brandy and I discussed that. We did.
Less fun you have now, more fun you have in the future, I guess. That's what it is, right?
But anyway, you did it.
I ain't gonna lie, you did take a fat fucking swing like that. I swear
to God, it was like a quarter of a bottle.
There was more.
That much.
There was a little more than that. I'm not gonna lie. You really gulped that.
I swear to God, you had to.
You gulped that.
I gave it to Noah with like this much, and there was only that much left.
I'm telling you, it was more like right there when you. I swear to God, you literally took that bitch and said, "Oh, like God."
Oh, fucking, that's hilarious.
You said, God.
Okay, wait a minute, where'd it go?
Back to what we were talking about. Yeah, no, I'm 75-25 on it just because of the fact that.
Well, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. Okay, I get what you're saying, and I'm not going to try to change your mind. And this is a discussion that I had with Brandy as well. And this is Brandy's argument, and makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, Brandy's argument to me is, you go over here to this job, okay? Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about...
You do, the one where you're working. You go to that. You decide not to go to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
5 or 10 years down the road, these guys decide, you know what? Robots are the fucking way to go. One, okay, robots are the way to go. Two...
I just burped up smoke.
Okay. Two, that is a smaller place. Somebody outbids them and they can no longer afford. What kind of benefits are we getting there?
See,
we don't know until you are hired in to the company because the temp service isn't allowed to disclose their benefits. Okay? That's Brandy's argument.
They do disclose the Farburn's benefits.
No, they don't.
Or is that their own benefits through DTC?
We have different benefits.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me.
Yes, they're different benefits. Yeah. You sign up for their health care.
You're right.
You're paying it for 45 days, and then when you get hired in, you have to drop that one and get theirs because they won't cover you being there. So what's the sense in having them? Now, you go to this place in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to talk you into it, but this is Brandy's argument. It makes a lot of sense. After 90 days, you start paying into a union towards...
It's a more career-held job, I feel.
Yes.
See, I like that, but I feel like I could benefit somewhere else.
That we haven't said. You've heard us say a shipyard?
Dude, okay? It's fucking badass. It's so
here
cool.
Here is who you are making fucking ships for.
It's awesome.
Say ships?
Ships.
Okay.
United States Navy.
You're making Navy ships.
You're making Navy ships.
It's badass. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Pretty cool.
Right? Dude, imagine that.
Benefits are outrageous.
Like, oh, yeah. You get a 401k that you're like paying into.
Yeah, but see,
and
these guys could give a 401k as well.
I don't think they do. We don't know that. I don't think they do. Because I talked to Don and he didn't say nothing about that. Almost every restaurant job I've ever had does not have 401k.
But that's restaurant.
Though. Yeah, but that's my point to him.
Factory, this is a factory kind of shape, kind of stuff. Like,
what, over there?
Yeah.
But it's a mom
it's
and
industrial.
Pop. It's industrial, yes.
Farmer?
Fairborn is considered industrial because you are making the frames for those semis to back up to. But here's the thing. Fairborn may say you can give in to your... You can give in to that 401k, okay? But just because you're giving in to it doesn't mean we have to match it. That place in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Because your 401k can follow you anywhere you ever.
Yes, as long as they have a 401k program, it can follow you. But that 401k in Wisconsin, it's a bigger company, okay? I can't say the name. I don't remember the name of them, number one. And number two, I don't want to say the name of that particular company.
Right.
But they did say that you get your 401k, and I would say as big as they are, they're going to match it to a percentage.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, because wherever
you're going building those ships, they're for sure got a 401k.
That's what I'm saying. They will match you.
They're matching you.
But the question is to what percent? Because my buddy works at Whirlpool. You know who he is. Not mentioning his name. He works at Whirlpool. They match, I think, up to like 10%.
10, 15, 20%. Well, like that.
I'm not for sure
I don't know. But I know what you mean.
And Alex, my oldest, he works at the prison. They match up to, I think he said, 5 or 10%.
Oh, God.
Okay? That's what they match up to. Now, if you're... And so, maybe for me, going to Wisconsin would be a good idea, but...
You want to know what's mainly stopping me?
You've already said. Move it.
Well, yeah. Moving,
who
but
the fuck wants to live in Wisconsin?
On top of moving,
who wants to be a cheese?
I understand Brandy's idea on selling the house. I'm 110,000 fucking percent against it.
Well, I've talked to her.
And you know why.
I've talked to her and I said, Brandy.
Like, no. I 100% agree.
But
disagree.
But here's the problem with that.
Like, I will figure out.
But here's the problem with that. Okay, mm-hmm. As it sets right now, I get to, what are they called? Homesteads. Once I go back to work, I'm going to lose one of those homesteads.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean by homestead?
It's a discount.
Oh, okay.
On my taxes.
Okay.
I'm going to lose one of those.
But you're
going
to be making a pretty decent amount of money.
Well, I'm going to be making a pretty decent amount of money, but my taxes on this property with all the homesteads, we're looking at about $4,000 a year. Now, with the homesteads, I'm looking at like $2,500 a year.
I'm telling you, you
okay?
could...
But the thing is, in order for us to rent this property out, to ensure that everything is covered... We're going to have to, you know, with house payments and insurance, and because once I move away, my insurance is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Once I move away, my
you can
insurance
have more
is
than one
up.
Property. You don't have to.
You're right.
So
but here's the thing, though, that you're not fucking seeing, and I'm trying to tell you. A house payment.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance is going to go up. My taxes are going to go up. Once I no longer live here, those taxes are going to be $4,000 a year. Just as an example. Right now, my house payment is in the ballpark of $1,700 a month. When those taxes go up mm-hmm. and when that insurance goes up, my house payment is going to go up. And if they go up $300 a month, I'm going to have to rent this house for at least $2,000 a month.
God bless.
Plus, I'm going to have to rent it for more than that because if I don't know the people that are renting it, I'm going to have to be able to replace whatever they destroy.
Shit,
so therefore, if I would rent this house for less than $2,200 a month, plus putting $200 up a month, and they rent it for a year... That only gives me $2,400 in a year to fix whatever they mess up.
Yeah, but...
How much does carpet cost?
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, pretty decent, but what I'm saying is I'm going to be honest with you. If you rent it to anyone, it would be me.
How can I rent it to you, Noah?
That's $24,000.
When you're barely... When you are barely... What?
When I get hired on over there, I would get a raise.
$2,000 a month?
And I'm already making a pretty... I'm already making... I'm
yes.
already making fucking...
But here's the problem, Noah.
Extra.
I understand that. I understand what you're making, and when you get hired in, if you go into a higher tax bracket, your pay is going to go... Even though you're making more, you're going to bring home less. And even if you bring home what you bring in home right now, how in the hell are you going to get back and forth to work? How are you going to pay the electric bill? How are you going to... buy groceries. Unless you can do all of that on $200 a month, you're fucked.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're not.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying I don't understand.
No.
I'm just saying that the simple fact is you're not including the chances of, let's say, I get with someone. They move in. Then that's splitting that shit almost
but
down
see,
the middle.
Here's the problem,
but I'm not depending on that. I'm saying, I could get bumped all the way up to, because I'm telling you, I'm busting my ass at that job. I could get bumped up to when I get hired into 21 an hour. You know how much money I make?
Okay, 21 an hour.
And yeah, I'd get hired into a higher tax bracket at that point, probably. Right. But that doesn't mean they're going to take an ass load out. I could still bring home a pretty good amount. Like, let's say I bring home...
Okay, here's the thing, Noah. Put in $21 per hour times 40 minus 10%. And what are you bringing home a week?
Thought it was 7%.
No.
Could have sworn it was
7. You just paid 8%.
One sec.
Out of your last check. You just paid 8% out of your last check. So bump it up 2%. What are you bringing home a week?
Minus 10%, right?
Yes.
720.
Okay. 720 times 4.
That's 2,800, but...
2,800. Now, hold on just a second. What did I say? I would have to charge about $2,200 a month.
Yeah, but...
Okay, that gives you $600 a month to pay your electric, which electric in this house runs ballpark right now with the solar panels, providing that wherever we go, we don't take them with us. Because that is a possibility.
Which, if it, let's say you do, all right, which most likely you will.
Then your electric bill is going to be something similar to your grandfather's.
If I'm the only one here.
If you're the only one here, it's going to be somewhere similar to your grandfather's, which is about $300 a month. Because here's the question. Do you fucking think for 1 second that you are going to... No, I'm not going to quiet down,
no,
Noah.
It's,
because the thing
it's
is,
not gonna
Noah...
It's not going to catch your voice.
The thing is, Noah, you're expecting me to leave that pellet stove. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not expecting anything. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm expecting anything. All I'm saying is for the chance of the... All I'm saying at the end of the day is I would hate to see the fucking house leave the family. Because not even 3 months ago, you were talking about keeping the house and having you buried on the property just so we can't sell it.
Yes,
that's what
you're
I'm saying.
Correct.
That I
you
would just
correct.
Hate to see the house
and that
leave.
Is why, that is the reason that I'm having a hard time with this decision.
Yeah, and I understand. I figured that's why.
Okay,
I would
it's
hate
because
to see
of
it.
This house. Because of the history of this home.
But it is a material thing, like
it
you say.
It is a material
it
thing.
It has a lot
but
of sentiment.
But it has a lot of sentimental value, not just to you, Noah, but to me.
Yeah.
Because you know what has happened in this home.
Yeah. That's
you,
what I'm saying.
You know the story behind why this home was bought.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want it to fucking... Like, I mean, I support Brandy's idea, but that's why I'm kind of against it, because I don't
well,
want the house
I'm
to
against,
fucking...
I understand. I'm against losing the home. I don't want to lose the home. I seriously do not want to lose the home. Because, to be honest with you, your grandfather, you know, and this is for the listeners out there, your grandfather broke his damn back, literally broke his back to get this home for your grandmother. Okay? And things that have... happened since then, I'm having a hard time dealing with to start with.
Yeah, like the memories here and shit.
Well,
right?
There's more to it than just that, but that is an issue. You know, I'm having a hard time dealing with those issues.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time dealing with those things. And the last thing I want to do is lose the home that your grandfather bought for your grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. That alone right there is a reason enough for me to be like, all right, yeah, we can't get rid of it. That's why I'm like, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, fucking.
I'm not exactly for sure. Kind of change the subject real quick. This dude is sitting here smiling like he is either drunk, high, or both.
He's both. Here, speaking of that, let's add to
yeah,
it, buddy.
If I knew that's what it was, I wouldn't have slipped that. That's why I didn't
here,
get
motherfucker. Oh, you got one.
Yeah, dude, I got that. I've been hitting yours, so I thought it was fucking tobacco. I ain't got a cigarette. And then I just realized I was high as hell.
Nah.
I see. That's why I was like, what is this? It tastes good. Yeah, it's because it's weed, bitch.
Yeah, you dumbass.
I'm sitting here like, god damn. I feel like I just got stoned.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder why. He went to grab this. I was like, nah, here you
that.
Go.
It smelled like the candle in the living room. I didn't want that. Like, I smelled that. I was like, oh, that's all right.
It's a strawberry shortcake.
I started hitting this. What is this? This tastes good.
And then the next thing you know, you're slumped
I'm
over.
Slumped, I'm slumped. I'm slumped. Jeez,
he said, all right. So that's how you do it.
That's a good
yeah.
But no, like we were talking about, that's the main reason why I don't want to leave. I mean, I understand the living with $200 a month, but you want to know what? If my fucking bills are fully paid and I'm good, I don't give a fuck about living for
$200
a month.
Do you know what the biggest problem for me is?
I could care less.
Do you know what the biggest problem for me is?
Mm-hmm. What?
Is if I get rid of this home, I'm worried that your grandfather's going to hold that against me.
I don't think he would. I feel like he would be what's best for you, but
he has his mouth has said that.
I guarantee it. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
What, you think he'd be upset?
Oh, fuck yeah. He definitely
yeah, you know what? Logically, now that I think about it,
that, I mean, but in his heart, he'd be a little hurt. He would be freaking heartbroken.
Yeah, he wouldn't say shit to you.
He wouldn't because I'm the only one he's got left.
I'm real
and you know something?
He would never say a word, but honestly, you know, deep down, that really hurt.
It would, and that's the thing, and that's the thing. You know what? That is the thing, and. It's sad to say, but that's the reason that, and...
I mean, it's not necessarily sad to say. I understand where you're coming from. It hurts to see your fucking...
It hurts to see my dad.
Yeah, like, hurt. Yeah.
You know, I would rather cut my freaking arm off as to see a tear in my dad's eye.
That's what I'm saying, like...
Yeah. I would
100%
rather...
agree. Okay. 100%.
This motherfucker would mold down to nothing before I got rid of it.
Well, and
that's
and
what I'm on his page. Like, I would,
and that's why
that's where I'm at. Like, fuck the job in Wisconsin for that alone.
So now, to be honest with you, I'm almost thinking, let's go get that freaking experience.
Mm-hmm. But keep the house.
Yeah,
I agree, 100% agree.
But the problem is, I just got this job, and to be honest with you,
I mean,
you busted your butt to get me in there.
I'm not gonna lie,
you busted your butt to get me in there.
I did.
You went in there, kept your freaking mouth shut and your nose to the grindstone to say, hey, my dad's even freaking harder worker than I am.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I busted my ass so they'd be like, his dad's got to be the same.
So, exactly. So, the thing is I wouldn't just be letting one person down. I'd be letting two down. I'd be letting my dad down because
yeah,
I'd let the home go that he broke his back to get.
Yeah, I feel like
and number two... I'd be letting my son down that freaking busted his butt to get me in there.
I wouldn't
but
say
at the
letting
same
me
time,
down.
I'm like...
Both of you be going to that?
Well, I'm 75-25 on it. But honestly, after this conversation, I'm more on the side of going. But like you were saying...
But like, if he went, you're definitely going, right?
That's what I...
You
yeah,
what
I'm to the point where I'm...
If he went, you're in.
If you go, I'm going.
Right.
Even if I don't want to go, I'll go. But I'm not saying I don't want to go. I do want to go just because of the simple fact I know that I'm comfortable here. But just because I'm comfortable, sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to build yourself in a better spot. That's what I'm saying.
You know
I'm
what
fine
reason?
With getting uncomfortable. And the reason
yeah.
why is because the shit I came from to begin
and
with.
And you know what? And I get that. I
like, I mean,
I totally understand that. So here's between me, you, Brandon, and whoever in the hell's fucking listening.
Guy from
hopefully
Japan.
Brandy's not.
Oh, God, not. She's going to cry.
No. She's going to wait till I'm asleep.
Oh, no. Not raising
reach over.
Oh, no.
She's going to pull one of those. I'm going to smack his dumb ass neck like I'm sleeping.
Yes, because she knows I won't do nothing. But anywho,
man.
The whole plan for me is work over there, get some more experience, and maybe when I go there, you know, things will be different. But I'm trying to put off, because like I told Brandy, I never expected them to freaking call me. I'm talking, Brandon, I got called from Fireland.
I mean, honestly, okay. You said it was for the Navy. You don't think your background has anything to do with that shit?
No, because I was on the... It could, but I was on the phone, and I said, hey,
I didn't even think
my son put an application in. And that got me in like that. And she's like, what's his name? And I told her, Noah. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, I got his application right here. When you talk to him, can you have him call? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, ma'am, he's sitting right beside me. And she's like, okay, I can talk to him. And she told him the same thing she was telling me. Hey, I'll put you down. You guys come check the tour. Yeah, come tour the place. Check out where we're at. See what you guys think. Because just like she told you, she told me, it's not for everybody. It's very...
She wants us to see what we're doing.
Yeah, she wants us to see what we're getting into.
Just because of what we're doing. Dude, just because of what we're doing, I want to fucking do it. That's what I'm saying. She said something about it being like, you'll weld in the most, like, uncomfortable fucking positions, which I'm fine with, motherfucker. If I gotta hang upside down like a bat to weld some shit, I got it, dude.
He's small, but what do you see?
I got it.
Hell no. Here's the thing.
He'd be the Peter of fucking Peter Parker. What do you mean?
Spider Pig. I got a question for you guys. Okay. Do you guys know why Peter Pan would fly?
That is the most random shit ever.
Yeah, it is. But do you guys know why Peter Pan flies?
On hope and dreams.
On hope and dreams?
I got nothing for you. I'm not getting into this.
If somebody would hit you into Peter with a pan, you'd fly too.
Fucking random as hell.
It is. It was.
But like you were saying...
About what?
That didn't take
Peters
long to forget.
Peter's and Pan's.
About the... Well, oh, you know what? Fuck it.
He's like 110 pounds soaking wet.
I'm 140-something.
Okay, 140 pounds.
With your boots on?
And
shut up. And I'm straight muscle, pants. Motherfucker. What you it's mean?
Muscle.
Yes, I lift straight steel every day.
Do you? I wish I was recording right now.
I'll take my
jacket off.
Take your jacket off and let me see here.
Let's see here.
Nah, you got to do the right arm.
I gotta do the right arm.
The right arm.
Okay, let's see it.
What do you mean?
That's meaty.
Straight muscle.
Hey, where did his arm go?
That's straight muscle. What do you mean?
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Straight muscle.
That's muscle?
That's muscle.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That hurts me.
Is that muscle?
Yeah, that's muscle. Get the fuck out of here. Look, what do you mean? Veins popping out?
Hey, it does have a few veins there.
That's all flat.
I don't see your veins.
That's all flat, dude.
Get out of here. What? Yeah, all flat.
Oh, wait a minute. But here's the thing.
Here.
Ask him who he came to when he tried for not one, not two.
Shut up.
But 3 days.
Shut up. I don't even know what you're saying.
3 days.
No.
No, to get a bolt out.
Fuck out of here. Get out of here. I didn't want to be responsible for stripping it. That's why I asked you.
It was already stripped.
Oh, yeah, it was that one, right? I thought you were talking about the big-ass ones.
It was already stripped.
Well, that one was already fucked up, but I thought you were talking about the big ones.
He came to me because he didn't have enough arse.
What? Are you okay?
To get it out.
Sounded...
He didn't have enough to get it out.
Oh shit.
But anyway, hey, guess what? We are over 1 hour.
That's fine. We can have like an hour. We can have an hour and 10 minute fucking.
You know what? I got an idea.
I think we hit pause.
Why don't we shut this bitch down for right now?
This is getting good.
And then
I love where this is going.
Damn, are you that bored ass
part two?
Are we looking for a part two? I need a 5 minute break, and I'll be back in for a part two.
I mean, alright. I mean, it's up to you guys.
I feel like
tune in next time for part two of this conversation of these three crazy, do we want to call two half drunk and one stoned?
I'm accidentally stoned. I would never smoke that in this room.
Alright, well, this is the Murphy Show. Peace out.